Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland. Featuring stimulating in-depth interviews with special guests from all areas of the arts. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Copeland.
Welcome to the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, exploring whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. For the topic hour, I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects with local relevance and global significance. And for this, the arts hour, I interview local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And the show combines a debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways that we engage with the world. If you'd like more information about the show, remember you can go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. There's podcasts there of all previous shows. We've had some really wonderful, interesting arts guests and some very stimulating topics. We have a guests and topics tabs at the top of the homepage, which makes it very easy. If you click on that, it brings up lots of photographs of guests with their name and what they do, and you just click on it and it takes you straight to the podcast to listen to. And the same on the topics page. There's lots of photos with the topic, discussion, question. Click on that and you go to the podcast to listen to it, and that way you can choose when and where you listen. So I encourage you to go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, and also if you want to connect with me on social media, you can do that via the website. So again, that's itsaquestionofbalance.com. Well, this week we're featuring the Arts Hour and my special guests from the arts. I'm pleased to be featuring cast and filmmakers of the award-winning film Dependence Day. I covered the Cinequest 2016 Film Festival for the show's Arts Hour, and this is part of a series of special arts reports that I'm featuring from the festival. Dependence Day is a comedy about measuring up. Claimed as a dependent by his successful breadwinning girlfriend Alice, the lead character Cam struggles to prove himself as he stumbles through different jobs and life's obstacles in the hopes to live out his Hollywood dream of being an actor and finally rising to the occasion. Dependence Day is described as a heartfelt, authentic relationship comedy about the adventures of being in love and making it work. And the film was very well received at Cinequest, winning the Audience Award for Best Narrative Feature Comedy. And I was fortunate to get some time with both the film's director and writer, Michael David Lynch, and the leading actor in the film, Joe Burke, after the film's world premiere. Well, first up, I'm going to feature my conversation with Michael David Lynch. Having studied film at Columbia College Chicago, Michael headed to Hollywood and worked on films such as Inception, Die Hard 4, Iron Man 2 and Transformers 2. And he also produced several successful films, including Drop, Between Us and This Thing with Sarah. Michael is making his feature film directorial debut with two films, the documentary Victor Walk, which is an eye-opening documentary following former NHL All-Star Theo Fleury on his 10-day Victor Walk from Toronto to Ottawa to bring awareness about child sexual abuse, promote healing to the survivors and stiffer laws for predators, and also directing the feature comedy Dependence Day, which recently won the Audience Award for Best Narrative Feature Comedy, as I just mentioned, at Cinequest. And for Dependence Day, Michael served as director, writer, producer, cinematographer and editor. So he had a big involvement and input with this film. So let's hear my conversation now with Michael, which I was fortunate to have after the film's world premiere at Cinequest.
I'm here at Cinequest talking to director, writer and producer Michael David Lynch. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having us on.
I wanted to ask you, can you remember the first piece of art that had a really deep effect on you, whether it was film or a song or dance, where you really realized that art could make a difference rather than just entertain people?
That's a two-part question. I mean, the first time I would say I had to be Star Wars and Superman and John Williams' music. When I was in preschool for Share and Tell, I brought in the Empire Strike Back record on vinyl, and other kids are bringing like a teddy bear, and I played the Imperial March and the Star Wars main theme. And when I got married, I had my wedding people come out to, my bridesmaids and groomsmen come out to the Star Wars main theme, and me and my wife came out to the Imperial March. So I think John Williams' music and Star Wars and Superman, I mean, those had, you know, I think Superman is why I think I'm an optimist and why I think I always try to see the positive in things, you know, from going through that. So I'd say those 100%. But then later in life, when I was like 16, As Good As It Gets was had a real profound impact. All of Kubrick's work had a profound impact. All of Kubrick's work. But As Good As It Gets, particularly there's a moment where Helen Hunt tells her mother, "I hugged my kid more than I should to make up for the lack of love I have from a man in my life." And this is right around, this is 2 years before my parents got divorced. And I remember this was, I remember, you know, coming down, you know, to breakfast, and my dad was trying to kiss my mom, and she rejected him, and then hugged my brother and kissed him, hugged my sister, kissed him, and I stopped allowing my mom to hug me or kiss me in those mornings because I didn't want me to take love away from my father. And so that movie helped awaken me to something that was happening in my real life. So that was something that made me want to make not just popcorn entertainment films, but have films that really resonate and have deep meaning that can help awaken people. But As Good As It Gets, it's not just serious, it's also really funny, which is what my film, like Independence Day. So I think that, and that's why I say I think it's a two-part thing, because certain films awaken different senses or different ideas in you.
So film is definitely the art form that grabbed hold of you as you were growing up, though.
Oh, completely. Film, 100%. When I was 5, I actually started taking acting classes, and then the minute my dad found out, he was like, "Enough of that crap. That's not a real job. You can't make money of that. You need to be a doctor or a lawyer." Now, I say that to my parents. I love them now. They're beautiful people. They've been so supportive. I wouldn't be here without them. But those are just, you know, we all go through things as a family. And that's just real. And if we can't talk about it, then we're hiding from the problem, and then the problem's going to bottle up and explode. So I have no drama now. Everything's good. But, you know, since we're having an honest, vulnerable conversation, you know.
Absolutely. Your film, Independence Day, which you mentioned, you wrote, produced, and directed. It's having its North American premiere.
World premiere.
At Cinequest. What inspired you to tell this story? And maybe you can tell listeners briefly about it without giving it away.
What inspired me to tell the story was, you know, at first I don't think I would have ever seen myself doing a relationship comedy, because I was going down, like, my first short film was a big sci-fi alien invasion superhero film. And then I saw what the Duplass brothers were doing. I saw how they were making these mumblecore films, and I had friends talking about it, and I just thought, like, well, if I had to do a relationship comedy or a romantic comedy or whatever, how would I direct one? What would I do? You know, and Kubrick, I felt like, jumped in every genre, and you know, anything he just had to find the story he was into. So for me, when I thought about a relationship comedy for Independence Day, I was like, well, I've been with my wife for almost 15 years. I don't want to see another guy finds girl and they fall in love, or girl finds guy, they fall in love. I'm like, there's a lot of people like me who are in a relationship. So I wanted to make a movie that was in a relationship, but those also reflective of the times that we're currently living in. There's so many times where women are not portrayed as strong, where women, you know, like the whole Bechdel test, you know, every scene they're only talking about men, they don't have lives or whatever, and that's not true. You know, my mom is a very strong woman, my grandma, my wife, and even I had my babysitters who helped raise me too, who are strong women. My whole life I was surrounded by strong women, and also diversity, you know, not just white people, and that was important for me to just make a film that was raw, honest, and authentic, but really funny. And I was hanging out with my dad today, and Lisa Ann Walter, who plays Bette in the film. And when Dad and Lisa are just cracking each other up, I was like, yeah, okay, I get my neuroticness from my mom, she's Jewish, but I get a lot of my humor from my dad.
Yes.
You know, I'm definitely a blend. I'm my mom and dad's son for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also interesting to consider that as a culture, we really undervalue caring skills. And it doesn't matter whether women do them or men do them. It's just unless you're earning money, everything else seems to sort of not have much value, particularly, I think, in America. Is that something you wanted to address in the film also?
Absolutely. And what's hilarious is 1 month after we wrapped shooting, Fox News did a war on the female breadwinner that men need to reclaim their spot. And I was like, that's why I made the movie. Because we still have Fox News saying it's a problem when women start making more money.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice. I had a really good time last night in the world premiere. So hopefully you heard that. But, I wanted to show a movie too because I believe in true love, you know, and because I'm in love with my wife. And, there's a line in the film where his mom says, never go to bed angry.
Right.
And that's what my grandparents told me. So, there's a way that I wanted to add a lot of positive life messages that I've learned throughout my life and put into the film, but put in the film with humor so that they would be accepted versus feeling like I'm shoving a message down people's, throats and having them then reject it because it's forced.
Yes, yeah. Writing and directing and producing are huge things in and of themselves. I'm wondering what makes you want to do those separate things. Does it feel like part of the same creative process to you, or are they each have something special that you like?
Well, I'll break it up. To me, producing, editing, directing, and cinematography, when I grew up in Michigan, was the same. Writing is a little bit more harder for me because I shoot so much because I was also the cinematographer and editor of Dependence Day. And the only reason I had to do all those jobs is we just didn't have any money. Mm. And no one else is going to put the time and effort and love that I'm going to put in.
Right.
I'm not going to have someone tell me, oh, no, you know, I'm not going to work more because you only paid for me to do this. It's like, well, I'm an editor. I'll cut it. I'll do the work. You know, it's kind of like, shoveling. Yeah. You know, if you got snow, shoveling your driveway. If someone's not going to shovel my driveway, I'll pick up the shovel and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to sit there waiting or hoping for the snow to melt.
Yes.
So with writing, though, I do like working with co-writers. And, I have some new writers and scripts I'm optioning from. So I don't consider myself a writer because I've never written something for someone else to direct. The only time I write is for when I had to direct something. Because until I get to a point where, now I'm starting to get to a point where I'm having a lot of writers who want to work with me. And while I'm still coming up and I can't afford to pay them these giant fees, it's like I need people that are willing to work with me and the way I am right now. So writing, I do feel like, a separate thing. When you talk about feeling like it's the same thing, it wasn't until film school that I understood cinematography, directing, and editing were separate jobs.
Right.
And that was really hard for me because, even when I'm a cinematographer for others, I'm never on set asking about the look. The look's already set. I'm always talking about edit because I want to, reveal scenes, not just cover them.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but I respect writers and how much they do, and that's why I'm a writer director. I'm not a writer and a director.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the slash.
Yeah.
Because I respect too much writers do of being able to write something and hand it off. I can't do that.
I'm wondering whether you feel art can help people to process difficult issues.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I also made a documentary, Victor Walk, about turning victims of child sexual abuse into victors. I think that movies can absolutely move because movies can encompass all art forms. It can encompass music, paintings, singing, it's everything. So I absolutely think that movies can change people. And, even though Dependence Day maybe isn't as, socially important as Victor Walk, I still tried to have as much social importance in there as humanly possible. I mean, there's a scene with the gay dads, and we never even, they are gay, but we never even mention they're gay. We normalize it by them just being dads, and you see the dads, and stuff like that. So I absolutely think that, and that's why I wanted to make a movie that was reflective of the society we currently live in, was because, there's people I know that saw Wolf of Wall Street, and they're saying, oh, man, I just want to do blow off a hooker's ass. And it's like, that's not the message you should have gotten from that movie. So I think the problem is when we're not careful with what we put out in society, that's why we're getting a lot of idiots out there who are then wanting to live that lifestyle versus understand that that person destroyed people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going back to this culture of money that we have, that everything is valued in terms of how much money you have. And although that's important, obviously, and it's important to feel that women can be the higher earner or whatever, I think it's also something that we're confronting in terms of thinking, is that really how we want to value the worth of people's lives, just what car they have and where they live?
And that's a big reason, too, why we have the realist versus the dreamer speech, Independence Day, because it's a constant battle, you know. And the life that I've chose as a filmmaker is I could have joined the union as a cinematographer. I could have done, or gone other paths where I could be making a lot more money. But I want to be a director. And I want to be a film director.
Yeah.
And even though people are saying that, there's no more money in that, it's like, I don't care. I like making films. I want to keep making films that are artistic. And I the hardest part about where I'm at now is, I have these two done features that I'm pushing out. But for me, it was easy making them. Mm. It was easy jumping back and forth because I had this, like, kind of ADD, hyperactivity, where I had fun bouncing back. So I absolutely want to keep making good art that does continue to inspire and uplift.
Well, I wish you all the best with that, and I look forward to seeing more of your work. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and my conversation there with Michael David Lynch, director and writer of the award-winning comedy Dependence Day. And for local listeners, you'll be able to see Dependence Day at the upcoming Santa Cruz Film Festival. It's screening on Friday, June 3rd at 9:15. So I encourage you to go along and see it. And you can also find out more about the film at dependenceday.com. We're going to a break now, but I'll be back with my conversation with Joe Burke, the lead actor in Independence Day, after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com. It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week, featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles, which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Thank you.
you're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. In the break there, we heard from Bookshop Santa Cruz, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. And I wanted to let you know that they have a range of wonderful events coming up, including an off-site event for the launch of the book Born for This, written by Chris Guibo. That's how I'm pronouncing it anyway. It's G-U-I-L-L-E-B-E-A-U. So it's French, isn't it? Guibo, something like that. Guibo, the best-selling author of The $100 Startup. His new book, Born for This, is a practical, actionable guide that can help you turn your passion into paychecks, whether within a traditional company or business or by striking out on your own. So if you've always fancied making a living doing what you love and you're not already doing that, this might be the one for you. So that's on the 17th of May at 6:30 p.m. You can find out more information about that at bookshopsantacruz.com and also all the other interesting events they've got going on. Right now, we're featuring a special arts report with filmmakers from the Cinequest 2016 Film Festival. Before the break, we heard my conversation with Michael David Lynch, the director-writer of the award-winning comedy Dependence Day. And just to remind you, or if you've just joined us, Dependence Day is a comedy about measuring up. Claimed as a dependent by his successful breadwinning girlfriend, Alice, lead character Cam struggles to prove himself as he stumbles through different jobs and life's obstacles in the hope of living out his Hollywood dream of being an actor and finally rising to the occasion. I spoke to the film's male lead, Joe Burke, at Cinequest after the film's world premiere. And Joe Burke is a filmmaker and actor who received his MFA from the American Film Institute and earned his BA degree in film and minor in theatre from Columbia College, Chicago. Joe has acted in several national commercials and has appeared on the critically acclaimed Showtime show Ray Donovan and the popular Disney show Dog with a Blog. Recently, Joe is starring in the Screen Junkies new show Interns of S.H.I.E.L.D., a parody on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where he plays a nerdy intern forced to clean up after the superheroes. Known for playing a witty, quirky character, Joe embodies Dependence Day's protagonist, Cam, and his eternal struggle to claim his manhood. Well, as I said, I spoke to Joe Burke after the world premiere of Dependence Day. So let's hear our conversation.
So now I'm here with Joe Burke, who is the lead Cam in the film Dependence Day that's having its world premiere here at Cinequest. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about the film for listeners, just without giving away, you know, too much.
Sure. It's a heartfelt relationship comedy about a guy, Cam, who I play, who is also a dreamer. He's a guy who wants to be an actor in Hollywood, struggling actor. His girlfriend, Alice, is successful. She works in fashion. She's the breadwinner of the relationship. And in the opening scene of the movie, she claims her boyfriend, Cam, as her dependent for tax purposes. And that kind of triggers this whole adventure where Cam kind of realizes, I need to really step up and start proving myself. And, you know, he's a dreamer. Want to be an actor, but he's also wants to make sure his relationship is working, and sort of this fun adventure of this relationship and him trying to sort of figure himself out and become, you know, maybe more accountable for his actions and kind of bring more of himself to his relationship and kind of better himself. So It's very funny, it's very heartfelt, it's laugh out loud funny, it's honest, it's grounded, it's fun, it's honestly, I hope people see this movie because it's a great one.
So obviously you are an actor, and so, you know, life is imitating art or art imitating life.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just wondering how close to your own life this role is, and whether it was difficult. I mean, obviously an actor's life can be fairly brutal in many ways, financially, emotionally. How was it bringing that to the film?
Yeah, I mean, it's super relatable, obviously, playing a struggling actor in L.A. I've done that once or twice in real life. Yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, there's working with Mike, you know, Mike Lynch, the director, he had this great short film idea, script called Anal Babysitter, and that's how the whole kind of thing started. And I went over to his house. He's like, come over to table read. I met Benita Robledo, who plays Alice in the movie. And we did this great table read short film off Ain't No Babysitter, which was this great comedy he wrote. And it kind of spawned into more. And it kind of just we realized, wow, this is actually, this has some legs, some energy. And so for there, it was just kind of this great collaboration for the whole process of making this movie together, you know? And like, so we all brought a lot of ourselves to the process. I definitely brought a lot of myself to the process. And, and to be honest, this is my first film I started. And Mike Lynch gave me that opportunity. I mean, honestly, your first movie, to book your first movie, to star in your first film, is the hardest one.
Right.
Someone's got to give you a chance, right? And anywhere in life, not even just in the acting world. No, anywhere in life, someone has to give you a chance.
Yeah.
And that's what Cam in the movie is going after. He's kind of taking on these jobs and all these fun little jobs to work for producers in Hollywood in the movie, you know, babysitting or whatever he's doing, in the hopes to get in front of the right person who can just look at him and be like, wow, this guy is special. Let's give him a chance.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get a chance in life. And in my own life, I try to get a chance. And Mike Lynch gave me that chance. And we made this movie. And I think it's a beautiful film.
Yes. Yeah. One of the interesting things I thought was, you know, you have got this sort of the money thing of like, you know, can a woman be the breadwinner? Can she earn money? And, you know, those people who are like, well, why is she with him?
And not only can she be the breadwinner, I mean, she is the breadwinner, and rightfully so. And there's a lot of strong women in the movie. And it's just to show that, like, it's not always the guys making all the money. I mean, and nowadays, it's both. It's both sides. And this movie just has to be about a relationship where the guy is just not making money.
Yeah.
And she is.
But what I found interesting is, you know, there's people sort of thinking, why is she with him? Do you know what I mean? Because he's a loser or whatever. And yet it's very evident the way he relates to her, that he really understands her. He's very supportive of her career. He's very affirming of her. There's a lot of reasons you can see why she would want to be with him that aren't based on his capacity to earn money. And I think it's interesting to flip it because, you know, so often you get the reverse where the man's a breadwinner, and again, the woman is what she brings is undervalued as well. And
I mean, to speak on that just real quick, I totally agree. I mean, I think there's a real beautiful love between Alice and Cam in this movie. I think they love each other. They love each other. He treats her so well. She treats him well. They just have a way of being in a relationship together that there's a balance that they have, but there is also some things that need to be worked out. And I also think that it hits a point in the movie where it's like, relationship, it's an everyday process, relationships, you know, being in, you know, and I'm not one, I've never had any crazy long relationships, to be completely honest, in my real life. So, like, you know, I've had my small things here and there, and I kind of learn from that. But I think even if you haven't been in, like, a relationship like Cam and Alice, you can still relate to the idea of, like, every day is a new adventure in life. Every day is a new adventure in life. And sometimes you hit a certain day where, like, there's a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And how do you handle that? You know, which way do you go with that fork in the road? And then and that will dictate where you go next. So it's always like, it's like a puzzle. You know, life's a puzzle. And it's like you lay down one piece at a time and just try to see what fits here, what fits there. And I think that just relates in the movie, I guess. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. I think also for me, being in the arts, what's an interesting element of the film is looking at how one makes a career in the arts, and it is very difficult.
Yes.
Even though the arts are so vital in everybody's lives, for some reason financially they're not valued in quite the same way. There isn't the same career structure to make it, and so you are taking an unknown and somewhat risky path to try and get your art out there. And I think that that's something also that's very valuable to be presented, and is a valid thing, again, even though it's not about becoming, as Michael said, a doctor or a lawyer or something that's got a reliable income. How did you come to your art? I mean, how did you come to acting?
I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it, right? It's like there's a million things that play into like how your life works out. You know, I started young. I was 8 years old. I was fortunate enough to have great parents and a great family. My dad was an attorney. My mom was a nurse as well and a life coach. And they had a video camera. And I started making movies in the backyard with my brother and sister and friends and my other kid, and started acting, did a lot of theater in high school, and I had supportive parents. Now, I will say also, my dad's from a family of more traditional professionals, and they like to, law schools maybe in my future, and rightfully so, and I would love that stuff, but I just didn't have that. I didn't have, my brain works differently. You know, I had parents that supported it, and I went for it, and I followed my gut, and I worked hard, and I was so passionate about acting and making films, and I went to film school in Chicago. That's where I met Mike Lynch. Went to Columbia College in Chicago 10 years ago, 12 years ago we met. I went to AFI for grad school for directing, and I just always just had this passion of wanting to do it. And I just think, you know, and honestly, like, I'm not rich. I'm broke right now. You know, I'm like him.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, but I'm not, I'm also confident in my future, and I know it takes time. You know, it really does. I teach film school. I teach directing classes in LA to younger students, and like, I encourage them too. I'm like, guys, it's not about money. It's about you guys getting personal with your work. If you want to like have a real career, you've got to get personal with your work and make stuff that you're passionate about, and the rest will take care of itself. I really believe that, because people want to see pieces of work that are honest and true and real and from that special place, not something that's just like produced and manufactured and just like a throwaway movie that comes out on a Friday night. Okay, great, we've seen it before or whatever. But they want something that's like, wow, this is something special. There's actually something like this. Actually, this movie or this whatever has something true about it that you don't see everywhere.
Yeah.
And Independence Day for me is that. I mean, it really is so much of us like coming to from this place that's like so special and true and honest with inside ourselves that makes the film like, you know, we don't have a lot of money, we're not a big studio movie, I'm not a famous actor, people aren't, you know, there's none of that right now going for it. But I think like, who cares? You know, it's not about that. It's about making something that truly you can watch and feel emotion to, feel the humor, the honesty, the sadness, the hope, the dream, the everything. And I really think the movie has that. And that's, for me, I guess what I've been trying to do my whole career is just follow that path of truth and honesty. And why do I want to be an actor? Why do I want to tell stories? You know, it's not just, I mean, if you wanted to live in Hollywood and have a mansion, like, go to law school.
Route, yeah.
Become a doctor. Like, please. You can make a lot of money in this country. You can go do a bunch of stuff and make money. But making money as an actor and a filmmaker and stuff, that's only going to happen if you are really working hard and coming from a place of truth and honesty and passion and desire. That's not always true. There's a lot of people in Hollywood who can make a lot of money making crappy movies, and they just do that, and that's fine. But I would not be able
but
to do
that. But that's maybe not art, is it? I mean, I think
it's not
you
art.
Need to differentiate between
that's right. It's a business.
Entertainment and art.
No.
And those two things can be the same thing, but they don't have
I'm
to
trying
be.
To make the same thing. I'm trying to make my art my business, if you will. And but I don't want to just poop out movies. I don't want to just, you know, put things out there that don't have any meaning or any truth to it. I'm not just to make money. I just don't care. I could be a lot richer right now in my life, I believe. I say no to a lot of movies. I've been offered to direct some horror movies and stuff in the past. I say no because I don't want to put my, I don't want to get, every time you make a movie or make a piece of art, there's a piece of yourself that you give to that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose your soul over something that doesn't, you know, isn't going to like cherish it or kind of protect it or sort of like respect it, right? You want to give your soul and your art and like, you know, your kind of those little pieces of you to projects that are going to really respect and cherish that about it. So I hope that makes sense, but that's how I look at it.
No, it completely makes sense. And I think, you know, art is so powerful a means of communication that we should be giving our deepest.
It's all about
to
communication.
It. Yeah.
It's all about communication, and you got to say something to the world. You got to get. It's just yes, that's right for me, and I'm so happy that even though again, like it might make my career take a little longer to really blossom and bloom, and I'm fully confident that like you know if I keep just believing in myself and doing the work I'm doing, like people will eventually notice it and see it. But like I love that life more. I'm so happy that I want to do stuff that has heart and meaning, because there's so much other crap out there that's just like it's just noise. There's a lot of noise in this world.
Yeah.
And there's so much noise, more than ever with everything. And it's like maybe even harder to break through that noise, but it's still possible. And when you do break through that noise and you connect to people on a more human level around the world, like there's so much power in that. And we need that. And we need other artists to keep doing that, because if people don't do that and we all kind of just start embracing this noise and it's just noise everywhere, then we're just all going to be living in this noise and like no one, it's over.
Yeah.
We're done. Humanity's done. So we need artists to, even though it's hard sometimes, it feels hard, it might take longer to like, you know, make money in a career of doing it, we need to come from that place of the truth and the heart and the passion in order to like keep moving and growing as people.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more. That's totally what I think about the arts also. So
good.
I wish you all the best
thank
with
you
your
so much.
Work going forward. And thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Thank you very much again to Joe Burke there, and also to my first guest, Michael David Lynch, both from the award-winning film Dependence Day. And for more information about the film, you can visit dependenceday.com, dependenceday.com, and that's DependenceDay.com. DAY.com. It's a great website. And if you're local, Dependence Day will be screening at the Santa Cruz Film Festival on Friday, June 3rd at 9:15 p.m. So I encourage you to go along to that. It's a Question of Balance has a topic hour and a guest hour. So be sure to tune in to hear thought-provoking conversations on the street about vital topics, as well as in-depth interviews with inspiring guests from all areas of the arts. And I also encourage you to check out the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, for podcasts to listen to anytime, anywhere. And also encourage you to tune in regularly, Saturday 8 to 9 p.m. live, for stimulating topic discussions and great interviews with guests from the arts. And if you're interested in social media at all, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook by going to itsaquestionofbalance.com. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to you joining me again next time.